This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge put a temporary hold on the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal grants and loans.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The president's attempt at an unprecedented overhaul of the government now includes buyout offers of 7 months' pay to all federal employees who leave by February 6th. The Air Force reports the pilot is safe after an F-35 fighter jet crashed at Alaska's Eielson Air Force Base. Unclear if the warplane was landing or taking off. This is ABC News. All that hoorah over drones in the night sky over New Jersey in December? Perfectly legal.
This was not the enemy.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
When the drones were appearing in December and January, now President Trump accused the Biden administration of withholding information. With the Gaza ceasefire holding, civilians continue streaming back to their communities to see what's left.
Many of these returnees have set up their makeshift shelters near the ruins and rubble of their destroyed homes in North Gaza, very much starting their lives again from scratch. A shortage of tents are reported. More than 100,000 are needed to meet demand. There's a shortage of food, water, sanitation.
ABC's Britt Clennett reporting from Jerusalem. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single-season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high upper 30s. Sunshine and high in the low 50s Thursday. Temps stay above average but cool into the 30s for the rest of the week with snow chances into this weekend. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home
You're
for the Town Hall Bowl
pre-recorded show. Content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, what a day yesterday in Indian country. We're really happy to have Ruth Anna on yesterday, stop in and talk about our relative Leonard Peltier and what's up with him. I don't know if I saw this, Haley. His daughter, who we've had on the show, she was saying that he's already been released and he's in seeing doctors right now and is on his way to South Dakota. I don't know if you've seen any reports on that.
No, I just keep seeing people saying that he'll come home February 18th and is as home too. I want to mention he'll be returning on home to do home confinement pretty much to serve out the rest of his sentence at home. And he does not live in Minnesota. Leonard is a tribal member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians in North Dakota.
Right, right. And so it'll be exciting when that happens. And we also got to give the family their adieu and Leonard his adieu before we head out there and have a powwow or something.
Yeah, I don't know what he's allowed to do. And like Ruth said yesterday, I'm sure, just respecting the privacy of him and his family. And I know he has family members that he hasn't even met in person yet. So I'm sure that time to come home will be very sacred and intimate for him and his family.
Yeah, good call. And we'll keep everyone updated in what we know. And obviously, we don't know anything, but
pretty much.
We're not giving out bad information. We just say we don't know. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, here's our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, president and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Minneapolis and the Twin Cities. Welcome, Ruth Anna.
Hi, Dosha, or Nidosha Z. And yeah, Mads and Gadads, thank you for having me.
How are you doing today? I know we had a special report from you yesterday, and we were all really excited and woke up today wondering if it was a dream or not.
Right. Yeah. Even the girl twin said that a few minutes ago. She's like, I still can't believe Leonard was commuted. She said.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, our entire family is following and supporting and, you know, because yeah, you know, from helping before and then, you know, getting his phone calls and then him talking to my family and my children, or, you know, specifically asking about the oldest, you know, Maya, and things. And yeah, so everybody, you know, my mom, sisters, even like first cousins, cousin brothers were in the room at times when he would call. And, you know, I'd say, is it okay if I put you on speakerphone? Or even in meetings at MIWRC too, he was able to talk to our staff and be joking and teasing the staff, you know. So yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I told you, I got a phone call from him out of the clear blue, and I asked him if I could record him, and I recorded him with my other phone, and we've played it, and that's amazing. And prayers out to his family, and thank goodness he's going to have a little peace here in his last years of his life. And we really appreciate Biden doing this. Could have been sooner, but I'm not going to complain. You know, I'm very happy. And again, Ruth Anna, I got like emotional, and I didn't really expect that.
Yeah, same. You know, from the moment I received the news from you, and then, yeah, like I was crying pretty heavily, you know, I hugged my husband and just like, yeah, it was huge relief, you know, because I think even when you're helping, it's a huge sense of urgency to carry and to have that on your shoulders is a lot. So I'm really proud and thankful for like people who were in the trenches helping, you know, along the way. And yeah, I was crying, and my husband was saying, you know, like, let it out, you know, because he was there with me every step of the way, every twist and turn that was there. My husband was my sounding board and witnessed it all, you know. So
yeah, it was amazing. And prayers out, and it's a good thing, and it's a good thing for Indian country. Hey, gotta switch gears here real quick. There's freezing temps across Minnesota. School districts are shut down. Can you share some of the info of warming spaces that MIWRC is offering these? You guys are stepping up again, and let our relatives know what's going on.
Sure. We, you know, out of necessity stepped in and stepped up, I guess you could say, and reached out to Nicole with the camp there when the encampments, the propane tanks were exploding. And so we had just reached out and asked how we could assist and kind of moved from there, you know. So this is the third week that we've been assisting. And so we actually extended our hours because, you know, just tracking the weather, we were able to open this past Sunday at 7 p.m. and we were going to close today at noon. But because of the inclement weather, extreme cold, we decided to stay open an additional day. So we're going to try it out again, you know, by paying attention to the weather. So we're open throughout tonight and through tomorrow at noon. And we're super thankful for all of the community support, you know, grassroots, even like the different housing agencies from like Avivo, AICDC, yeah, just all the different, yeah. Still new, so disclaimer, and I'm not from here, not pretending to be from here, you know, just here to help. But so yeah, also the street housing, Hennepin County Streets to Housing has also been super helpful, you know, like they're all set up with their laptops and have connected people to treatment, to temporary housing, shelter, you know, trying to find sustainable long-term solutions versus a Band-Aid. So thankful for all of the different key stakeholders reaching out from all the different levels of government. We've had like a state house rep that has showed up since day one. We had a joint meeting at MIWRC January 6th and then 7th. No, actually, yeah, January 8th, I believe, that Wednesday. And then We have more city council members stopping by today. I believe Councilwoman Chaudhry is going to stop by this evening. Yesterday, Representative Ilhan stopped in. Also, Councilman, and probably, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the proper title, but Councilman Chavez was there. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of people who are coming together, but just super thankful for like the good work that has been going on the ground, you know, from Little Earth, like Grandma Margaret cooking breakfast, and let's see, you know, the Southside Quays, of course, Many Shields, who's been there since day one, helping and patrolling prior to the emergency warming shelter space that we're providing. Little Earth Association, just, you know, lots of people that have been helping and involved. Minnesota has provided meals, and yeah, we're just super thankful for everybody pulling together. And, you know, the capacity is at 35, and I believe on Sunday night there was 80 people that came in to eat, you know, and so we're offering showers for men. Normally we don't, you know, we do offer showers, meals, and a space to sleep through the drop-in center for our trans relatives and our women. But yeah, super thankful that the relatives are able to find a little bit of respite. You know, even if you can't stay overnight, please stop by and get warm and eat a meal.
Well, a big peeny giggy, Ruth Anna Buffalo, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. Great work that you and your people are doing, and thanks for the update, and peeny giggy for everything you do. We'll see you next week.
Matsugadads.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Art Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry. Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heap of Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Hey friends, this is J.P. Derbogosian, host of The Gailey Show. Who knew 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, that social media CEOs would deliberately turn their platforms into far-right engines of fascism? TikTok shares your personal data with China's authoritarian government. Twitter is the primary site for MAGA organizing and spreading their propaganda. And now Facebook, Instagram, and Threads have not only stopped fact-checking far-right disinformation and lies, but they wrote the following policies, telling its users that they can post, and I quote, allegations of mental illness or abnormality when based on gender or sexual orientation. And they can also explicitly refer to women as, and again I quote, household objects or property. So AM950 and The Gailey Show have moved to Blue Sky, where far-right extremists are banned on site, there is no algorithm, and social media is, well, sociable. Plus, we've created a listener starter pack just for you. Use our starter pack to immediately follow all of your favorite AM950 shows already on Blue Sky. We're at thegailyshow.org. That's at thegailyshow.org on Blue Sky.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Wow, this is going to be fun. We have our friend Deanna Standing Cloud and Trish Cook on, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming big show called Big Auntie Energy at the Parkway Theater on Friday, January 24th. That's coming up real soon, you guys. Good to see you. Ho!
Oh,
right.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
I
was unmuted. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Right on. Hey, Deanna, again, congratulations on your play, your podcast radio show. That was just an awesome writing and humor, and just a thousand applause to you. Good to see you, Deanna.
Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you look cool with that little microphone in your hand.
I feel so official. I'm like, hey, I got to get my equipment.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can hear me. Thank you.
Yeah, and you look good, too. You got the microphone in the headphones. You know, I always love having you guys on because, you know, at first I just want to say be funny, but we are funny. So we're native. So we just have a conversation here, and we're really excited. Deanna and Trish, these people have to get tickets right away because this baby sells out if it isn't sold out already.
It's not sold out. There are still tickets available. And this is the only kind of selling out we want to do. I'm speaking for both of us. Like, I just want to sell tickets.
This is our extent of selling out.
This is what we
the
mean.
Only thing.
It's, we've been really fortunate to have sold out our last shows at the Parkway, and we'd like to make it a hat trick and sell this one out too. So there's still tickets available. If you get them now, you save a few bucks than if you get them at the door.
So if I wore a Pendleton and then came and it was sold out, would I be double sold out? Oh,
double whammy all in one night.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, who else? I know there's going to be a couple more other people there. Can you let us know who else is going to be there? We got another comedian and also an MC.
Yeah, we have Deanna and I, when we can, we like to work with as many women as possible, but we like to mix it up and we like to keep a balance in there. So we've got our old, I was going to say raggedy. He's not raggedy. Our old funny, friend.
Rezzy.
Rob the Rez Reporter Fairbanks is coming in. He's a Leech Laker. He will be with us. And then the MC is Gabriel Nightshield, a Dakota friend from South Dakota.
Awesome. So Trish, are you headlining or there's no such thing? Are you going to be last on?
I think I'll be last on, but I'm never very comfortable saying I'm the headliner for anything. So
yeah,
we all are. We're co-headliners.
You guys don't want to get blamed, the headliners. So the co-headliners.
I don't know if that's a native thing or a woman thing or whatever, but no, because it takes all of us. Because like we're all in the show, and I feel like it really doesn't work without each other. So I say co-headlining, or if I say headlining, it's meaning everyone that I'm part of the headliner crew that we have. I don't know. It just doesn't feel, I don't think we work that way. But Deanna, you could speak to that, but it takes all of us to have a good show. It doesn't work when we don't, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. We can call you Ogimakwe.
Translate for our So Deanna, you're kind of new to the comedy. What, a couple years now? I know you've always been funny, but getting on stage.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because I've like just have this theme of really doing things really late in life, like super late. You know, I didn't get my license until I was 25. Haven't graduated. Yeah, I haven't graduated college. I have my associate's degree, but I don't have my bachelor's. So I'm probably going to go back to school. Though. Yeah. I was 25. So, it's been probably, I remember like putting myself in this place because John Roberts. Oh, is somebody shape shifting back there? Hey.
My dogs. That's my rugby girl getting really excited.
She's like, yep. She's. But yeah, I think John had me on a show, like a radio show, as a comedy show. But it was online. It was during COVID, and I just started seeing myself in that light. And then I believe John had invited me to a show. I was so scared, but I'm like, might as well. And that's where, you know, I met Trish before But we just, you know, just started vibing right away. Just like, you're a Native woman, you're from where I'm from, we're from the same nation. And we just like started supporting each other like day one. So that was awesome.
That's cool. Trish, you guys, you both do emceeing at powwows too, I've seen. And that's a really awesome. And that's kind of being a comedy person too. You got to keep the ball rolling, so to speak.
You do. And we're, well, and actually I got into that because of Deanna. So I think we both help each other grow as performers and entertainers, what we're doing. So Deanna is much more experienced in that area than I am, but we have a lot of fun doing that. And we're just some of the few women that do it on the powwow circle. There's not many. And yeah, it's a lot. I like it. I love to watch the dancers. We love the, I'm going to say we love the food and the snacks that we get at the table. That's a good work perk we don't get in a lot of other places. That's nice.
Right.
Well, Deanna too, I know you've been doing it a little longer than Trish. Have you broke up any fights or anything?
Oh gosh. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. There's been drama though. I've seen drama and I'm like, what's going on? I try not to like insert myself, but I'm like, what's going on over there? I try to be nosy, you know, like I'm not trying to be nosy, but there's that native urge to always like, who's that over there? What's going on? Get the hell out of here.
No, I feel like we always have our radar up, right? Like sensing stuff. Like you gotta just always be on your toes watching that.
You know, yeah.
That's awesome. Sure. Haley, I'm outnumbered here. Do you have a question? Or, you know, you've seen these people, these young people do their thing. And it's funny too, Trish, I know you through your brother, which is really a small community, right?
We are so small. It's the smallest ever. Yep. Yep. And he's still,
I didn't know you had a brother.
I do. We worked with Robert for like 25 years.
Yeah, he's still working. He still is.
Yep.
And he does beautiful work, and the kids love him. And I always thought, I always said about Tom that he's one of the mellowest, hyperest dude I've ever met in my life.
That is a really great way to describe him. And I think that I'm probably the opposite, but like the most hyper, like busy, but also like so mellow about like, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, love him. And I saw him at your last show too. That was really great to see him.
I retired. I think he should be there. We're back in his neighborhood, in our old neighborhood, so he should be there on Friday.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what time does this start again? 6:30, the doors open, and show starts at 7:30?
I think the doors are 7. They could be 6:30, probably 6:30, but the show starts at 7:30. I've seen two different times for the doors open, but I know our show definitely starts at 7:30.
Right on.
And it's a real 7:30. It's not 8. It's really 7:30. Oh.
not Indian time.
We've done that at actually John Roberts is the one that taught me to do that. I think we were doing a show at the House of Comedy at the Mall of America, and John had 7, and the real time was 7:30. And I kept getting calls from the theater. They're like, "We have people at the wrong time," and John was like, "No, leave it. It'll be fine." And it worked out perfect. So he had it figured out just right.
Yeah, let it marinate.
Hey, everybody, we're here with Deanna Standing Cloud and Trish Cook, and we're talking about the big show coming up here on Friday, January 24th. And again, 7:30 is when it starts, but get there early and bring your fry bread with you so you can chew on it during the show. You know, bring a little bag full. And remember me when you see me to give me a little fry bread. Oh,
yeah. Bring us some snacks.
Smuggle it in.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like when we're on the powwow circuit, put your fry breads together.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. Hey, you guys again, the show is called Big Auntie Energy. How did you come up with that? Or it's kind of obvious, but
well, we needed a name that just kind of worked for both of us and letting folks know that we are woman-led, that women are leading this comedy group, so that's why we don't always have aunties on it, and we appreciate the uncles and our other relatives that can join us and be a part of it, but...
Eagle, 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge put a temporary hold on the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal grants and loans.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The president's attempt at an unprecedented overhaul of the government now includes buyout offers of 7 months' pay to all federal employees who leave by February 6th. The Air Force reports the pilot is safe after an F-35 fighter jet crashed at Alaska's Eielson Air Force Base, unclear if the warplane was landing or taking off. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find it.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high upper 30s. Sunshine and high in the low 50s Thursday. Temps stay above average but cool into the 30s for the rest of the week with snow chances into this weekend. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson on the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friends Deanna Standing Cloud and Trish Cook on, and I think they both took a bathroom break, Haley.
No, I see Deanna. She's back.
Oh, there.
Deanna. Oh, my goodness. A bio break. Well, my kid was actually yelling from there. She's like, hey, can you help me?
Cool. Yeah. Hey, we're talking about your show coming up this Friday at the Parkway Theater, Groovy Aunties, and we have two of the groovy ones on. And, you know, one of the things Haley and I talk about a little bit is how comedy is storytelling, and that's a tradition for us, Trish. And you tell great stories, and people can relate to them, and they're funny.
Yep. And, I was expecting you to keep going.
She's like, yeah,
I know.
Sorry, I ran out of breath and I just gave it to you.
So, I mean, I think that is one of the things that all across Indian country, you know, from coast to coast or wherever we are, I think is universal. That is one universal truth that we have, is that no matter where we are, what we're doing, we are lucky to be around great storytellers and hear great storytellers. And we definitely know that comedy is healing, and I really mean it when we say comedy and humor is our medicine. I mean, we can look around and be in all kinds of precarious positions and situations, or good, bad, other, and we, you know, we laugh. We have to laugh at that. It's, you know, so our comedy, but I think it reaches across, you know, different ethnicities and cultural barriers. But personally, I think that our comedy and storytelling is not necessarily like, well, yeah, our show, but like, you know, it's the best out of everybody out there. Like, it's, I don't think anybody, you know, normally comes away from, well, at least our, like, now talking about our show, Ace Bay, and what we've done in the past, that nobody should ever feel like they were slighted or talked down to or anything. Like, everybody's in on it, right? We want everybody to be laughing or find the humor. You know, what I always like to say, especially when we have like a really big mixed audience, is maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll learn something, and that's okay too. So I like that approach with it as well.
Right on. And that what gets to my point too, is that anybody come on down. It's just like a powwow. Mm-hmm. You can come down there. There's no, we're not checking your IDs and make sure you're enrolled. Just come on in. And Deanna, did you see Trish? You know, there's that fine line of comedy and crying, laughter and crying. That's a fine line. Mm-hmm. She was wiping her eyes and cleaning her glasses there live on radio.
Let's get dog hair.
It's
in
so
my
crazy.
Eye.
I just saw, what the guy's name is Rain. He's on The Office.
Oh, yeah. Rain Wilson.
Rain Wilson, yeah. I just saw an interview with him, and he was like, you know, comedy's healing because when you're laughing, you're not crying. So, but you're also discharging, you know, like, as in terms of like mental health and mental wellness, like comedy should be taken seriously as like, this is a powerful, you know, way for us to like get through all of these, you know, all of these, our legacy as Native people, and right, with, you know, everything coming towards us in the next, you know, 4 years, we're going to have to figure out ways, creative ways, to just manage and like our mental health, and it's very important. So yeah, I'm taking it more seriously too, which is not necessarily what I really do, but right, you know,
I agree with that. I do.
Yeah.
What you say about taking it seriously too, it's like, I just forgot, but like, you know, like we all have a cousin back home that's driving like the most ratchet war pony, right? And if he's not laughing at that, then he's really going to be bummed out for a while, right? Like, if you're in on it and if you own it before anybody else does, like, you're going to be fine. Like, you are going to be okay. One of my favorite stories that I love to tell is, well, everybody knows about my fancy cousin, but she I was at home, a single mom with three little kids, and like worried about the lights being on or turned off. And we were eating like the worst pizza ever. It was like Little Caesars, and like getting ready, like whatever. Just, it was just a, I was going to swear on the air. I almost did. I did. It was, thank you. Thank you. It was havoc everywhere. Right.
We've had Bobby Wilson on, so we have a panic button.
So you're good.
We have a 7-second delay here.
But she called to tell me, or she texted me, no, she called to tell me that she had just been bumped up to first class and was now sitting next to one of the Jacksons. And it wasn't a good Jackson. It was like Tito or Jermaine. I mean, not the best Jackson.
Right.
She called to tell me, and I was like, of all the people, like, I'm sitting here, I think I'm going to be in the dark in 3 hours. I'm eating my pizza. And I just broke out in tears of like laughter, like, oh my God, this is what I needed, right? Because they still know you're still the same person that you are, even if you're having a tough time and going through it, like, your people still love you and have your back, mm-hmm. and they're including you. And like, if you can't laugh at that, I mean, yeah.
We need to laugh, Deanna. You know, I read somewhere that children laugh 500 times a day. And then I tried to count one day that I laughed and I was by myself, and I don't think I laughed more than twice. And I was laughing because I didn't laugh. Oh, what? You know, so it is good medicine, as you say.
Yes, mm-hmm. It totally is. My mom is in senior living. She's in elder care and memory care. And when I go to visit her, when we all do, but my job, I feel like when I go to visit her, is always to make her laugh. Like, that's my goal each and every time. And when I go around, I don't hear the other residents or people laughing. Like, they just don't. They don't, at least not on her unit where she is. And, you know, I think sometimes people are really careful about how they talk to people with memory issues and how they approach it. But I just get in there and they just get weird and we'll tell her stories or, stories of the past or something that's happened to me in the week. If I can get her to laugh, it's just like there is a spark that comes out that is unmistakable. And I love that. It's just like, yep, she's still there. She's still got it somewhere in there. And I love that. And it's hard. And I usually leave, you know, probably in tears, but at least for a moment, we have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, we're here with Trish Cook and Deanna Standing Cloud, and we're talking about the big show coming up, Big Auntie Energy at the Parkway Theater on Friday, January 24th. And get there at 6:30, and then the show starts at 7:30. And bring your fry bread and, you know, hook me up when you see me. I'll be in the front row. You know, must be in the front row. Ho! So I know this. I can just sense this, Deanna, but I want to ask Trish this. Were you a class clown? Because I know Deanna definitely was.
No. I was the class menace. Was not a clown.
That's pretty close, though.
No, I don't think anybody was like, she got like, no. No, I was a major pain as a teenager in high school. I mean, I think I had a good sense of humor and like that, but I wasn't disruptive or doing... I mean, you know what I would do? Like, my thing is probably the same as now. And my brother Tom, that you know, could agree to this. Like, my problem is laughing at inappropriate times when you're supposed to be quiet. So, like, in church or when you're in a test and somebody looks at you weird, or if somebody has, like, a piece of hair, like, stuff like that would drive me crazy. And I do have a very... recognizable laugh. So people, people have come across like from other sides of restaurants or places and been like, oh my God, I heard you here. So I have that, but not a class clown. No.
Yeah. You know, when I quit drinking 40 years ago, and I was everybody's tolerance tester. So I thought I was funnier than I am. So Deanna, you were a class clown. Come on now, right?
Oh God, I got thrown out of a college class one time.
Did you really?
Disruptive. I did. College. I felt so naughty. I was like, that's really bad. I'm supposed to be kind of an adult. it's crazy.
Well, I mean, you didn't ask about getting thrown out of the classroom. Like, I was a horrible student, or horrible all the way around, like, for sure.
Hi. Hello. Hey, Deanna, can you tell us the story of you getting thrown out? I'd like to hear that.
It was bad. Okay, so I was actually in school at Albuquerque. So I was a Lobo for a semester. And it was, you know, we were just, given that I just graduated high school. So I wasn't like the most mature high school student ever.
Your frontal lobe wasn't even fully formed.
So, my frontal cortex was mush. So it was all about me. And I just got my little per cap and I thought I was cute. And I was like, I was at this tribal, like, summer camp, and I was like, yeah, you know, we're, some of us aren't from here, we should go to the club. And like, what, like, what, my brain, okay, looking back, I'm super embarrassed for the people who put their time and effort into like creating that program, because I'm like, let's go to the club and let's go get fake IDs and piercings, and I'm like, why did I come all the way here? I need to study. So yeah, I got thrown out.
It was all in good intentions. I like the club part and the tattoo part. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the piercing. Yeah.
Yeah, the
crazy.
I love it.
Cool, Trish. Have you been thrown out of anywhere?
yes.
Well, we'll have to pay money to hear that story, though, I think.
One I think was just I was part of another crew getting tossed out of some place. So I know that there is a place in Uptown that I'm banned for life. But that didn't even happen until I was in my 30s. And I was just guilty by association. And then classrooms, yes, plenty. Like starting from grade school. Yeah, my parents were no stranger to the office.
All right. Hey, we are here with Trish Cook and Deanna Standing Cloud. And we're talking about Big Anti-Energy coming up here on Friday, January 24th here at the Parkway Theater. We'll be right back. I just got to say a big peeny geeky thank you, and this has been fun, and we'll see you the next segment. Ho-wah!
Minnesotans are hardy. We don't let snow or ice get in our way. We have places to go, so making sure your vehicle is in prime shape for winter driving is so important. Take your vehicle to Rudy Luther Toyota for all your service needs. I was just there. I got my oil and filters replaced, and they did a complete safety check to make sure my vehicle can tackle winter. And they service all makes and models of vehicles. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com and use their super easy Toyota service schedule to set up your service appointment today. Rudy Luther Toyota on the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Start the new year with nonstop laughs at Brave New Workshop's Big Christmas Energy. This holiday tradition, now running through January, is packed with sketches and songs to keep the laughs going. Enjoy new sketches and perennial favorites, including their unforgettable take on the 12 Days of Christmas. Whether you're recovering from awkward holiday conversations or just looking for a good time, Big Christmas Energy will leave you smiling. Catch Big Christmas Energy Thursdays through Saturdays in January at Brave New Workshop in Minneapolis. Get tickets at bravenewworkshop.org.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Oh-ho, this is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka, hicha, wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
How?
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh, that was a good one, Deanna. Nah.
Oh,
there you go. Hey,
shapeshifting.
I was just thinking too, in my drinking days towards the end, I got kicked out of two bars, and one of them was First Avenue. And it's like, how do you get kicked out of First Avenue? That's like where all the people
that takes a lot of work to get kicked out of First Ave, Mr. Pilot. That is a lot. That's gangster.
Yeah. That's hardcore. That's hardcore. Eh?
Yeah, I was a legend in my own mind.
That's like getting kicked out of Dusty's. You got to really work at it.
Shoot, we're here with Trish Cook and Deanna Standing Cloud, and we're talking about the big Auntie Energy at the Parkway Theater on Friday, January 24th. Doors open at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:30. And I should stop saying bring your fry bread, because people might throw it at you if they don't like your set. Oh,
wow. That'll be okay.
I'll throw it back like a frisbee.
Better than Rose is a...
Well,
is it really?
Depends on really who makes soft. It.
Maybe soft fry bread.
Throw some legal tender at us. That would be all right. I would take it.
Yeah.
Haley won't be throwing any of our grandma's secret recipe, will you, Haley?
Yeah.
No. If I do, it's soft.
Anybody throwing anything. I'm sorry, Haley, but yes.
Hopefully not.
So I know your stories are good. They're personal stories that are really funny. And again, being a shift shifter, but being a storyteller and a shift shifter, you know, Deanna, I got to say, one of the things, I don't know if you remember, we've been on Native Roots Radio is now in its ninth season. And you, I think, were on 9 years ago. And I always tell this story when you introduced yourself, in your language, and you introduced your family, your children, and your parents. And I started crying at the old studio. I don't know if you remember that, but that really hit me.
I do remember. And it's taken a long time to figure out how to introduce myself. I remember it took me like a month to say Doksha IK, like see you in Dakota. It took me like a month. So my introduction took long.
That was really good. It was really I tell people about that. It really hit me, and it inspires us too. I have a friend that says, "Try and speak your language. You know, your ancestors are listening, and they're not going to be correcting you." And you sounded great.
Awesome! I appreciate you remembering that, because you bring it up often, and I get all emotional too, because it's like you come a long way when you learn when you're an adult. Because it's, I learned a couple words when I was younger, but when you're an adult and you just come, you kind of look back and you see how far you've come. It's amazing. So thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, it isn't swear words, Trish, that we first learn in our language, Ho-Chunk. It was more like food or something.
It's just a Red Lake thing.
Yeah.
actually, I had hello and see you laters and a couple of other words, but one of my best that I remember learning when I was about 5 or 6 was non-wabic, and that was a great party game as a kid. Put your hand out, non-wabic, and it means $5, and there were some elders that would never say no to that. They thought that was a good one.
That's cute. I think we should bring that back. Matter of fact, during the show, I'll pass the hat around too. For you, I'll wear a tuxedo and pass the hat around.
I wonder what kind of show is this.
We should up the amount, though. Make it more than $5.
I know. We're gonna have tuxedos.
100 wabik. How do you say 100 wabik?
You?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. That's out of my tax bracket.
We need a language speaker to chime in, quick call us or an emergency.
I see you're real cashy.
Yeah. So, what do we have? How long are normally your sets? I know, I think you were 15-20 minutes. Does that sound right?
Well, we have 90 minutes for the entire show. Mm-hmm. We may have a guest or two.
Ooh.
We may. I know. We might. So they might do a little guesty, and then. I think, so then Deanna and I and Rob will fill in the rest of the time. So.
Wow, there's that's a teaser there.
It's Deanna. A little bit, yeah. We might
Deanna, did you know about this teaser, that there may be some people in there telling a few jokes in between your jokes?
No, but I love it because I love when there's a diverse amount of people because we hit on different things.
Yes.
Last year we had Beef, yep. And he played a song, and that was really cool.
Yes, he had his guitar.
Yeah, and then John, everybody has their own styles.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy it when there's a lot of folks in one show.
That is a really good point. There are different styles, and but the stories are great, and I'm excited. I'll be sitting in the press box up in the front row.
Oh, wow.
Is that where the press box is there?
Right next to the camera person.
Oh, you're going to be upstairs looking out the window on the second floor. Yeah. That's really the best spot. If you can get up there, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I just tell them I know Trish and Deanna.
Yeah. They'll be like, who? Who are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Stop talking. We're done with her. Goodbye. Get out. Then you get kicked out of the parkway. You can add it to your list of places you've been ousted from.
Oh. Hey, there's another show, too, on February 14th, which is Valentine's, but also the big MMIW march down in Minneapolis that I never miss. Mm-hmm. But you guys have a show on the 14th, too.
We do. That is our Galentine's show. I think it's just the two of us. And we were going to be in St. Paul, and it starts early, and I think it's open for families.
I'm bringing my kids, so hopefully.
Okay. So, yes, so families are welcome. Indigenous
no roots, swearing.
Cultural. Our kids have heard it.
What about the other kids? Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
They're fine.
Netflix.
They're going to be fine.
Bring your kids. Bring your kids so I can meet them. I actually never met your kids before.
Mine?
Wait, Trish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you have, haven't you?
I have, no.
I think you've met one, at least.
Well, that counts for all three, then. If you've met one, you've met them all, Deanna.
That's not. If you met one, you met one.
Yeah.
I've got three of the, they are each so different from one another. Well, I think this Friday, I think that two of my three will be around. So you'll meet two. And then, we've had people ask, is this an all ages show at the Parkway? And really it is, nobody's checking IDs for age or anything, but it's probably, unless you're a Red Lake kid, it's probably appropriate, 14 and up. Red Lake kid, you're fine. Come on in.
Come in at three or four. Years
pretty old. Much. Yeah. It goes. You're not comfortable speaking for other tribes, but for Red Lake, you're good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Geez, Deanna, how old's your son now?
Oh gosh, he's 17.
That's crazy because I remember when he was little, when you hosted that trivia contest years ago. He was funny. He's funny, or he was funny back then.
Yeah, he's all serious and crabby now. So it's whatever.
Good.
They get that. They get that way. They have a delayed adolescent angst. Or at least my boys had that. I was not prepared for it.
And their shoes and their feet start to stink too around that age.
Oh God.
Oh, that
smells like Top the Tater around here. I'm like, what is that?
Oh, God.
So it's very specific.
It smells like old Top the Tater around here. What is going on?
Jeez. All right.
Sorry. Well, no hating.
Hey, I just want to...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll explain how some state lawmakers want to hide from you the true cost, the big price you're paying for kids to go to private voucher schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump looking to reduce the size of the federal bureaucracy, offering to pay employees to go away.
ABC News learning the administration is offering all well over 2 million federal employees a buyout to resign, as long as they do it by February 6th, just 9 days from now. In an email blasted to federal employees, those interested in taking the buyout told to reply with one word, resign.
ABC's Mary Bruce, a federal judge in Washington, D.C., temporarily blocked the administration's pause on federal grants and loans. All manner of interests are suing the administration, asserting the action is illegal. Newly unsealed charging documents declare that Ryan English, busted Monday outside the U.S. Capitol with a knife and two possible explosive devices, told officers he wanted to kill Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, also made threats against Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary. This is ABC News.